This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2. The week's best bits. Laura and Duncan's Hope Breakfast Podcast.
Breakfast is ready.
Morning, Laura.
Morning, Duncan. Hello, everyone.
Bananas in pyjamas. We probably all watched them in our childhood. Maybe we're still watching them with our kids now. They are celebrating 25 years of chasing those teddies around. And the Australian Mint's getting on board. They've released commemorative 20-cent and 5-cent coloured bananas in pyjamas coins, which of course means what we've all known.
Yeah.
Bananas in pyjamas is mint. Get that? Because
they're now minted. Oh, your dad jokes are so funny. I just think it's funny with coin collecting that you spend money on money that you're never going to actually spend. So it's like double the cost because you're never going to use these 20-cent and 5-cent pieces.
Is it Thursday? Did you just drop a thoughtful thought?
Hope Breakfast.
With Laura and Duncan.
We are playing the really, really, really difficult quiz right now. 1-300-40-2020. You are the expert. We ask you the questions and you win some Laura and Duncan bespoke wet wipes. Playing this morning is Evan. Hello.
How are you going?
Going very well. So what are you an expert in?
I'm an expert in trials motorcycle riding.
Oh, okay.
What is trials motorcycle riding?
It is where you ride over obstacles on a motorcycle. So, say, rocks, logs. You name it, we try and ride over it.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to try here, man. Okay, simple motorcycle question. When I use the term filtering, what am I referring to?
You're referring to the clutch.
Ooh, is that right? I'm guessing that's right. Well done. Question number two. What is the difference between soft, intermediate and hard terrain motorcycle tyres?
The compound, I would say, would be the difference. The pressures you run in them and the width.
Oh, that's a doubt. Yep.
Man, Evan's pretty good. Okay. Now, my last question had nothing to do with trials motorcycle riding. It had everything to do with just motorcycle riding. And it was, who is one of the current Australian MotoGP champions?
I would say one of the current would be Rossi or Stoner.
Oh, they both?
Yeah. Well done, Evan. Congratulations. You're taking home some Laura and Duncan wet wipes.
Wicked, that's unreal, that's made my day.
Oh, no worries, man. Oh,
you're very welcome. That is just the response Laura and Duncan wet wipes should evoke, I think.
Love making people's days. Well done, Evan.
Given internet dating, online dating a go.
Okay.
Has it worked for you? Has it not? What has your experience been? You can also text in 0448402020. Why are you looking at me funny?
Well, I'm giggling a little bit because Hopeland all know that you're a single lass and suddenly this question of internet dating comes up.
Well,
you're not quotes asking for a friend, are you, Laura?
Of course, this was going to go here. I should have known. Okay, no, all right. In my friendship circle, there are increasing conversations about internet dating, okay? Personally, I'm a little bit uncomfortable with the whole idea. I like the idea of meeting someone in person. I think that's the best way you can get a gauge on the person. And there's just something real about that. To me, internet dating still feels very unreal. It doesn't feel authentic. And that could be right or wrong. I don't know.
I have zero experience of internet dating and all the apps that go along with it.
Yeah, but increasingly it feels like it's the way of the world. And I just don't know whether I should be giving my friends advice to say, hey, jump into it. What do you think? Or should I actually kind of go, aim for meeting someone in person. What are your thoughts? What have your experiences been? 1-300-40-2020. Good morning, Warwick. What do you reckon?
I'm an advocate for online dating, you know, especially if you live a busy lifestyle and, you know, ultimately we're looking for a partner in life, I believe, you know, and if we live a busy lifestyle, it may not cater for those interactions.
Okay, I like that insight. I think, for people who do have those busy lives, it's probably easy to kind of update a really robust profile of yourself and just let the, you know, computer match you, I guess.
1-300-40-2020. Sarah's on the line. Good morning. What's your experience been?
I don't like it.
Okay, so you've tried it?
Yes, I've tried it, and out of experience, I'm not a fan of it, and I wouldn't recommend it to other people. Like, everyone's entitled to their own opinion.
Yeah.
But, in my experience, people aren't who they say they are.
Okay, that was always going to be my question. Was the person in the profile, did it match the person in real life? And you're saying it didn't?
No, definitely not.
Thanks for your thoughts, Sarah. Also on the line, 1-300-40-2020. Ruth, it sounds like you've had some positive experiences.
Yes, I've been married for 6 years to my online date through RSVP, and it was worked out beautifully for us.
Okay, now did his online profile match reality?
Absolutely. His online profile byline was, "I have the body of a god, unfortunately it's Buddha."
Oh no! At least he's honest.
Hope Breakfast
with Laura and Duncan.
We're all going on a summer holiday.
It's nice.
It is, isn't it?
It's good.
Very nice. Two,
fun and laughter.
Ooh. We'll go with, ooh. Baby needs a change.
Yeah, if it's not the kind of holiday you're after. Generally, there is a trend now of people doing baby moons.
Oh, it's not a trend. It's a big thing.
Yeah. What a baby moon is a holiday that mum and dad go on before the baby comes. So you might be like six months pregnant when you're going on this baby moon. But I was looking up. I was just looking up holidays. I was just thinking, when am I going to next go on a break?
You're not asking for a friend here because we've got a lot of things to discuss if that's the case.
No baby moon. I was just looking at general holidays, and one of the things that came up on the website for the place I was looking at, they have baby moon packages. And I thought, is this really what people do? Do they do a baby moon?
Yeah. So about 6 months pregnant. I never got around to doing one with Carly because it wasn't a thing back then, okay? Yeah. I would love to have taken her on one, but basically you go to a really relaxing place.
Yeah.
You get massages and foot rubs, and it's meant to be kind of this last great week before the crazy that ensues of having a baby.
Can you have a baby moon if you're not actually pregnant? Because that does sound quite nice.
It's called a vacation. But I'm approaching a stage in life where I have to think seriously about getting a vasectomy.
Ooh.
And so I want to propose a vasectomy moon, right?
A vasectomy.
So this is what happens, okay?
Oh, no.
I have the operation on a Monday and then I get to check in to a hotel, watch my favourite sport. I've got unlimited frozen peas. I get to hang out, eat pizza and watch sport for a week uninterrupted. It's called a vasectomy moon.
I think that's actually just called your general weekend. If Carly was to tell the truth, you sit and watch your own sports uninterrupted.
No way.
No one else allowed in the lounge
Don't
room.
Don't give the number, Carly. You're not allowed to call.
Hope Breakfast
with Laura and Duncan.
And now it's time for Ludicrous Long Shots. No way! Prince Harry has arrived in Sydney.
Yes.
We're all beside ourselves.
Yeah, we are.
Giddy little schoolgirls on the edge of our seats.
Thank you for admitting that because I see it in your eyes.
Oh, I'm pretty excited about today's Ludicrous Long Shot. Okay, 1-300-40-2020. If you have met Prince Harry.
Yeah. Now, you can get on the text line as well, 0448402020. And the way these Ludicrous Long Shots work, if you are not at the summit of what we are asking, if you've not yet met Harry, but you can get us one step closer, that is still something we need, Hopeland. Like, maybe you've met the brother. Maybe you've met someone whose name is Harry. These are all things that can contribute to us ultimately getting to Prince Harry.
Laura, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a simple step. If you can get us a step closer to meeting Prince Harry, maybe you've met him. Getting us one step closer is Sarah. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Okay, so who have you met? Have you met Prince Harry?
No.
All right, where have you got to?
I got to Wills and Kate.
Wow.
Wills and Kate.
That's pretty big. Yes. How did you meet them?
Last time they came here in 2014, they arrived and the Premier held an official reception for them and invited 300 of the top Australian young leaders to come to the Opera House, and I happened to be one of them.
How did you get an invite? What was it that you'd done that saw you get one of those?
I think it was my work with Youth Off the Streets that got me there. Somebody had nominated me. I didn't even know until I got the invitation.
Did you get to shake hands with Wills and Kate? Were they lovely?
I did. They were really, really awesome. Excellent. And I don't know. They're very good at small talk.
Do you pull them in for a hug? I mean, do you just go a typical handshake or did you go in for like a little bro hug?
Oh, no. It's a handshake. You can't do more than that.
Okay, right.
We have gotten, I think, to the ultimate with Robin. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Robin, you have met Prince Harry?
I have met Prince Harry.
And we're talking official protocol for appropriate contact?
Yes, appropriate contact, face-to-face, had words.
Oh, my gosh. You know what you get, Robin?
You are the winner of Ludicrous Long Shot.
Yeah, okay. And I think this definitely needs to come with some Laura and Duncan wet wipes. They are bespoke. Can you tell us more about the encounter with Prince Harry? What was the scenario? How old was he? What was going on?
Okay, the scenario was I used to live in London in the 90s, and at one stage I was working for the royal family.
Oh, yes.
And so the encounter I had with Harry was actually at Balmoral, which is in Scotland. And I was just wandering around the grounds, and Harry and one of the cousins, and I can't remember who it was now, was walking around looking for William. And he was round about seven.
Oh, you would have got baby Harry.
Six or seven at the time.
Baby Harry would have been so cute. Robin.
He was very cute, and he was very polite.
I imagine he's like that now as an adult. I mean, he had his wild years yet, but yes. I think he's probably turned the corner. Robin, thank you so much for your call this morning, and congratulations.
Yay!
This is so good. Not just meeting Harry.
I know.
Met little kid Harry. Adorable.
Cute little redhead Harry. Ooh, watch out.
Easy. Here's the thing, Laura, is that in this country, we don't live like we're in a constant state of fear, but we are surrounded by animals that could kill you.
Crocodiles. Thanks for the reminder.
Large great white sharks. Snakes, spiders, drop bears. The list goes on. We are surrounded by animals that are out for blood. Okay? Not all countries get that luxury, all right? New Zealand is just surrounded by a bunch of furry animals that they just want to cuddle.
Sheep.
Okay? Yeah, totally. UK is in a similar kind of boat, right? They have never experienced a shark attack in their lifetime.
Really?
Okay? We live with a constant threat. Great White's Jaws was essentially based on an Australian shark, for sure. Okay, for the first time in the UK history, there has been a shark attack.
Really? First time in UK waters?
Yes.
Wow.
A man was attacked by a shark.
Is he okay?
Well, he's got a small cut on his thumb and some light bruising on his hand, but it looks like he's going to make a full recovery.
I shouldn't laugh, but when you hear shark attack, I don't think Gray's thumb.
Here's the thing. He was attacked by a 3-foot shark.
Whoa.
Now, I'm pretty sure we give those as pets to babies in this country. We're so tough.
Thoughts.
Now comes a time on a Thursday when a emanating stimulation arises in the room that we're allowed to ponder over.
Do you need to go to the bathroom?
And reflect on. No, I was just looking for words ending in ing.
Oh.
Didn't really work. So,
bling.
Here's my thoughtful thought. No one has ever been in an empty room.
But what if I didn't want to walk into the room?
It's no longer empty. It's now got a person in it. It's not an empty room. No one has ever been in an empty room.
Wow. That's quite profound.
Yeah. It's deep.
I'd like to bring you something that I think is equally, if not far more deeper.
Lay upon me your thoughtful thought.
Far deeper. You know, okay, so when you see a group of sheep, right?
Yes.
They're called sheep.
Yes.
You don't say, look at the sheeps.
No, plural of sheep is in fact sheep.
Sheep. So how come when someone's driving a Jeep, and if you see lots of Jeeps, you say Jeeps? Should they not just be, look at all the Jeep?
Look at all the Jeep out there.
Yes.
That makes perfect sense.
I would have thought
what if,
so.
What I don't get, if you walked into a really creepy, creepy room, wouldn't it just be a creep room?
Well, if you're the only one in there because it's no longer an empty room, then you're the creep, aren't you?
Yeah, and when, if there was like a couple of me, would I be creeps or would I just be creep?
Well, you'd say creeps, wouldn't you? This doesn't make sense. And
how can sheep just be sheep?
Yeah.
And Jeep suddenly gets an S, creeps get an S. There needs to be some cohesion here.
Well, and if something's creepy, it's creepy. You don't say that's sheepy.
I've never said it's sheepy.
Oh, that's jeepy.
That's very jeepy out there.
English
what would
language.
Be a jeepy thing?
I don't know. English language, you're weird.
New release Thursday.
Yes, it's time to take a look at what's been released this week, and we're turning to Netflix this morning to talk to Russ about Anne with an E.
One day, Princess Cordelia arrived at the most beautiful kingdom in the world. She knew not a soul and was worried no one would like her.
We sent word to Mrs. Spencer to bring us a boy.
You don't want me.
There's no point in crying. There's been a mistake is all.
Girls can do anything a boy can do and more.
Good morning, Russ.
Hey, good morning, Laura. How are you? And Duncan? Duncan, this is for you. I knew Anne with an E was one that you've had on the top of your list of binge watching on Netflix, and so I did this for you.
For us, we were on such a great run. This seriously feels like, what was it, Snow White and the Huntsman, where they're just trying to gritty and dirty up these old classic girly tales. It's getting great reviews, though. How is this movie?
Okay, well, it's a TV series actually on Netflix. And for those of you, just to get everybody up to speed, Anne with an E is based on Anne of Green Gables, the Ellen Montgomery classic series from the 19th century, Canada, the story of Anne Shirley, who is an orphan who's adopted by a brother and sister, the Cuthberts, and just kind of going through her misadventures and adventures of kind of living out this life as an orphan, but then also coming to kind of this point of realizing who she really is and the potential that she has. Now, this is a modern take. It is actually brought to us by the team that brought us Breaking Bad, and they definitely are doing a darker spin on this whole thing. I think the reason why it's appealing to some audiences is because they maybe haven't really engaged with the book series or maybe the original films, is that it's darker. It's definitely reality. I mean, you kind of experience Anne going through post-traumatic stress and kind of bullying and all these different things that you're kind of going on. Now, you got to understand, too, is that my family, they're rabid. The girls and my wife are rabid Anne of Green Gables fan.
Because does this actually pay homage to the original in a good way?
We couldn't really get through the first three of the series. It was hard to watch after a while because my wife even got out the book. She's going, that's not in the book. That's not in the book. You know, I got to tell you, the Cuthberts are perfectly cast. I mean, Matthew and Marilla, Rachel is perfectly cast. It's beautifully shot. I mean, it is just a gorgeous scene. I mean, Canada, they just make Canada look amazing. But it's really dark, and I'd really have to recommend to parents that if you're going to watch this or watch this series, watch it with your kids, because there's actually some things that they really take on that are very mature in their theme, and I think that it would be worthwhile. Opposed to, you could put in the original Anne of Green Gables movie with Megan Fellows, and any child could enjoy it and engage and really understand the story. With this one, I think that you really kind of need to engage this with your children.
So, Russ, is this a movie for me to watch
TV
with my...
TV show.
Sorry, is this a TV show for me to watch with my wife when I've really messed up and I need to earn some brownie points?
I don't... Actually, this TV show actually got my wife upset because she loved the book so much. I don't know if this is necessarily something that would help you with your relationship or maybe push her away.
Russ, I'll avoid it. I'll avoid it completely.
How many stars out of 5 are we giving it?
I talked with the ladies this morning, and we're going to have to give it a 2.5 out of 5.
Russ Matthews, thank you very much.
All right, we'll see you at the movies next week.
Hope Breakfast
with Laura and Duncan.
Do you remember this show?
Oh, yes.
Please tell me that you used to watch Lois and Clark.
Yeah, Lois and Clark is amazing. Dean Cain, Terry Hatcher.
Yeah.
So good.
Well, guys, I'm a little bit excited because next week we've locked in an interview with Dean Cain, who was, I mean, you might know him from Ripley's Believe It or Not, but yeah, okay, he was also...
You don't just drop something like that without telling people to sit down first.
I'm sorry.
Someone just collapsed in their kitchen.
Yeah, and
I'm sorry.
I'm hoping that in telling you the news, we don't, like, jinx it, okay? Because this has to happen.
He's not just Lois and Clark. Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Yeah.
He was on that other show with that other person.
And I think he's done bit pieces in big movies.
All over the show.
Lois and Clark. But 1-300-40-2020, got to know, like, what was the show that you as a family used to watch? Like, Exceptions, didn't
Rain,
matter.
Rain, Hail or Shine, you always watch this show.
Because Lois and Clark was that for us. Like, I'm very excited to chat with him because Lois and Clark was the show that as a young family, we'd gather around, we'd all watch it. No matter what happened in the day, it was our 7:30 appointment, Lois and Clark.
Okay, so mine was an English TV show called EastEnders. My mum would watch that constantly, and I would always be able to sneak in for a bit of EastEnders. Had no clue what was going on, but quite liked, I think it was Detective Garfield. I mean, this is like way back in
we're
the day.
So indoctrinated by our parents' taste. 1-300-40-2020. What was the show for you and your family? Hey, Adam, what was the show for you and your family?
It was a bit of a low talker. A bit of a close talker. Oof. A bit of a high talker.
Can we talk about Seinfeld? Yes! Oh! Man,
course,
the suit
Adam.
Nazi was one of my favourite all-time episodes, I reckon.
Oh, that show just it brings up so many awesome memories watching with my dad and my brother. It's so good.
Do you ever pull out the box set and watch it now?
Yeah, I do have the box set of, so it comes out, not very often, but I still love it. There's so many classic episodes, isn't there, Duncan?
Oh, so, man, we could talk, we don't have time right now, Adam. Call me back after the show. We'll have a longer chat.
On the text line 0448 40 2020, Richard used to watch that show Sliders. You know the sci-fi one with Jerry
O'Connell?
Yeah, that
McConnell.
Guy.
Yes.
Also, MacGyver comes up. Classic Richard Dean Anderson.
Stephen just texted in to say his wife just fainted. She loves Lois and Clark. We're all a little pumped for that chat.
1-300-40-2020. Hey, Nicolette, what was the show that you would always watch?
We used to watch Home and Away.
Oh.
Okay, now what vintage was that, Nicolette?
Well, when it actually started.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you're like original Home and Away fan.
Well, yeah, Mum was. And it was just something we used to do and sit and watch.
That makes it sound like you're not so interested in watching it anymore. Is that true?
I don't get time to now. I don't get home in time. But I do, like Dad and I sometimes, when I drop in at his place, we just sit and watch it because it's just something Mum and I used to do.
That's special, Nicolette.
Yeah. We've got someone in the office here who won't actually get on public transport if she's running late until after she watches Home and Away.
You got a 7 o'clock appointment Monday to Friday. You know what time it is?
Indeed, it's time to celebrate your wins of the week and champions of the morning. The number that you need is 1-300-40-2020, because we're ready. Celebration stations are manned and we want to celebrate your wins for the week.
Yes, you can also be part of Feel Good Friday on the text line 0448 40 2020. I'll get us kicked off, okay? And I have two.
Go for it.
First thing for the win for the week.
Yes.
That we're getting to talk to Dean Cain. From Lois and Clark, little childhood TV hero. Also,
yes.
I made Nutella chocolate yo-yos this week.
They were unbelievable.
And they're pretty good.
Yes, they were good. My win for the week is really simple. It's the middle of the NBA finals right now, and I am loving watching the game because I really don't particularly like Cleveland.
Woo! 1-300-40-2020. Sorry, do you have another win for the week?
No, I wanted to talk about it, but I was like, I'll leave it for after the show.
I'm cutting you off from talking about NBA. 1-300-40-2020. Hey, Rebecca, what is your win for the week?
Oh, my win is my son winning his rocket launch last week in the semifinals.
What? Hold it, back up. So did you say winning his rocket launch?
Yes.
No,
it's him and his teammates from King Gabby Christian School.
He's in a rocket launcher club?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Apparently you shouldn't sound so surprised, Duncan. That is normal.
It's probably more scientific than military is what I'm thinking.
Hey, Mark, what are you celebrating?
I turned 10 on Tuesday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Mark. Happy birthday to you.
And would you like some Lauren Duncan wet wipes?
Yes.
Well, consider it done, my friend.
Sending you some of those. And on 1-300-40-2020. Hello, Paul. What are you celebrating?
Australia is one step closer to the Australia World Cup qualifier.
Oh, love it, man.
Yeah,
I was pumped about this as well. They're looking really good.
Hope Breakfast with Laura and Duncan
on Hope 103.2.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.